What do you mean?
Okay.
Like, wait, what?
For some reason.
No, wait a minute. That can't be true.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Talkative, Your Voice of Reason. I am your host, JD, and this is episode 2. Let's get it. Let's talk stereotypes. Stereotypes about wigs. Because I was wondering the other day, what is the stereotype about wigs? Because nowadays, and you know, I'm referring to women in particular, but could be anyone that wears wigs, but in women in particular, and especially in a certain community, wigs have become more and more popular. I mean, nowadays you can't even imagine people not wearing wigs. But I remember back in the day when I was in high school, I guess. Was it high school? High school. But maybe because I was an awkward teenager and being very insecure. But I remember wigs being for people that have an illness or maybe have alopecia or something, you know, another illness where you lose hair because of, I don't know, chemotherapy or something like that, and then you wear a wig, and a wig was always something to be ashamed of. You know, why are you wearing fake hair? And you know, and especially if it's like made out of plastic or synthetic plastic type hair texture. And I grew up with this kind of shame, and it was awkward, and I remember wearing wigs sometimes just because I wanted to cover my own hair. I don't know, I guess there is this kind of, oh, my own hair is unkempt and not managed or something like that. It's just weird. But I don't have enough time to be talking about all of that. But I think the popularization of wigs has become more common because, in the workplace, but in general, women's natural hair, and I'm referring to black women here, or African-American people, you know, African descent, hair to be untidy and unprofessional. And, you know, people of all colors, you know, have internalized this belief kind of a little bit. And sometimes even believe that every black lady they see is wearing a wig. But the reality is, wigs are worn by people of all genders, all ages, and all ethnicities. So that is also a stereotype that can be debunked, basically. And another thing is, what is the role of wigs in relation to, for example, suitors or partners or love interests? Because, you know, potential partners, and if I'm saying potential partners, I mean men towards women, okay, to make it a bit, you know, basic. But back in the day, hair pieces were used to, like, conceal bald spots or thinning hair, maybe even, you know, I don't know, for so many reasons, okay? But I'm drifting off. But the thing I was saying, like, suitors, partners, and everything, they also, and this is, it comes down to biology, they also feel like, you know, you get a very more, increased sexual stigma, as they say, you know, as they appear to be, you know, attractive. And according to the evolutionary theory of attraction, we as people, but men in particular, we are drawn to people who look to be in good condition. You know, this comes down to biology, and as in results, have the most reproductive potential, because that's what they're looking for. You know, you're looking for people that have healthy teeth, white teeth, straight teeth, nice skin, you know, preferably flawless skin. I know no one is perfect, you know, but that is what you unknowingly, and some people knowingly, are looking for in a partner to reproduce, basically. And hair was also like a telltale sign of, you know, excellent health in both men and women, but in women in general. So I believe that wigs did, you know, become more popularized because, you know, it attracts the opposite sex, you know. I mean, so you, if you're more attractive, why wouldn't you wear it? And if there's a stigma already and people have internalized that, you know, having sleek hair or curly hair or maybe, you know, hair hanging down has become more beautiful, you know, it's just kind of like a social thing. And the society has accepted that. And I don't know, what can I say about it? I mean, nowadays, wigs are being made in Peruvian hair, Brazilian hair, human hair, this, that, and the third. And it's 400, 500, 600 euros, 700 euros, 1,000 euros, even more, 2,000, 3,000 euros. You know. Hold up, wait a minute. Have you followed me on talkative.fm, on Instagram, on TikTok, if you will, on Snapchat? And please keep your eyes on www.jdcertified.com. And back to the episode. You know, these are large amounts. I remember this one time where I had, what did I actually do? I think it was a moment where I wanted to try a wig, and I got one of Brazilian hair because that was the, you know, was the trend and was, you know, vibing. And I bought, how do you call that, hair strands to do like a weave-in with leave-out with my own hair. Am I saying that correctly? I can't remember. Anywho, it was Brazilian hair that I do remember, and it was long. I think I got 18 inches, 20 inches, and 22 inches so that I could layer it. And then I would braid my hair or let someone braid my hair, wear a wig cap, and then... No, let someone braid my hair and then weave with, you know, with needle and thread, weave the strands of hair onto my head. And that costed like 450 euros. Damn, man. I was a student and I don't know where I got the money from, but I spent that. And I remember having it and I felt, you know, nice. I got this luscious long hair. But after a while... Me personally, I could not manage it. I mean, after some weeks, it doesn't look nice. Yeah, and you know, you have to wash it every week. You have to condition it every week. You have to, whatever. You have to treat the hair, wash the hair, shampoo, do this all wash day, so that it looks fresh, and then put it back on your head. I don't know. It was such a hassle. And for some people that are listening, they're like, oh, that's not expensive. I spent 2,000 euros on my hair. I mean, there are people that still find 100 euros for fake hair, for a wig, still very expensive. So I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to discuss this whole wig situation because I'm really intrigued. I have decided to just wear braids. You know, for me, it's braids or natural hair. I've embraced my natural hair as it is. You know, I'm still trying to experiment with all these natural hair types for my type of hair, which is 4C hair, if you didn't know. But this story that I told you about, this reminds me of where the wig, you know, the wig industry is going to. Like, you have all these different types of hair. You can have it layered, balayage, this, that, and third. And it's become a whole industry where, yeah, I don't know. When you look at Instagram and you see those influencers that, especially the, you know, influencers of African descent, they all pretty much have a wig or wig installments, and it looks so natural and the edges are perfectly sleek with got to be glue, and you can't even tell it's not their own hair. And that's like the real magic of it. If you make the net of the lace wig, you know, melt into your skin as if it's like your own hair. I don't know why we want to create this illusion because everyone knows it's a wig, but still, it just gives you this certain type of satisfaction if it just looks so natural coming out of your head and you don't see any netting on your skin, which is quite hard. I've given up. I mean, I could wear it sometimes. I've done it before. You know, I go as far as, you know, downloading it, ordering it from China or whatever I get my hands on. And I mean, yeah, it's a thing. Some people use it as a protective style. I mentioned the protective style in the last episode, so it could also be used as a protective style. But as I've noticed, it's just become more and more, you know, diverse. So, but I'm still noticing that some people in the industry, whether they're an influencer or online or have a social media presence or in general people I know, they would never wear their own hair out. And then I'm like, and that makes me, you know, that makes me think. I'm like, are you insecure? Because I don't want to judge, but still I'm judging. And I'm like, why? Because why don't you like switch up? Because I know that people like to like change up their hair once in a while and just have a different look, you know, not everyone, but most people. And then if I'm talking about people of African descent, they usually do. But still, if you never show your own hair or never go out with your own hair, it doesn't mean you're insecure, but it's just, you know, I told you about this story in the high school. It makes you conscious or something when you're, because you're always like fearing other people's judgment, and they do say, oh, don't care about people's opinions. I know, and it's true, and I'm an advocate for that, but still, it just makes me wonder, if you wear that so often and you never go out with your natural hair, is there something internally going on? That's the question. I'll leave a poll on Spotify. Let me know what you think. This is interesting.